All right, Dorothy's Bornak, kind of.
Yeah, it looks good on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It almost needs a string, like a little, like for a house, like a house coat.
Like a tie?
Needs a tie. Like a horizontal tie. Yeah, because there's no, it's just going to keep loosening up over time.
I know, but I think it's kind of like,
right, where it's that you sit there and you fold it over, and then as the minutes go by, it gets a little
slut. The minutes will fly like hours.
It just gets a little sluttier over a few minutes. Just like...
So I actually, like, sort of got in trouble for exposing my nipples at work a couple weeks ago. But I didn't, because...
Please tell me they brought you into a room and said, do you know why you're here?
No, they were like, like, it looks great, but, like, we can see your nipples. Like, your shirt is really see-through. And I was like, oh.
Were you wearing mesh?
Yeah.
Of course you were.
And it's just one of those things where, like, I've been there for so long, and I feel, like, so comfortable with it that I don't even think about stuff like that anymore. And it's just kind of like, oh, yeah, I guess this is sort of inappropriate.
This is the office thing. Your job interview, you wear, like, your nicest suit. And 3 weeks later, you show up with a sweater, and you're a little bit more low-key. And 5 years later, you're coming in a house coat and slippers.
Right. Or in my case, a mesh shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. This is normal. It happens to everyone.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
But I just, it was sort of like, oh, yeah, I guess this is still a thing. I don't know.
I think that's one of those things where you see in a company that has very low turnover, you see the dress code getting wider wider over
time.
Nobody
cares, yeah.
No.
And it wasn't even, like, it wasn't a person in any kind of authority. It was just, like,
people... Oh, yeah, so you're not getting in trouble.
It was just, like, it was like, okay, so your chest hair is showing through your shirt. And I was like, it really is.
Really though. Is, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'll wear an undershirt next time.
Or you could wear a shirt over the mesh that would just cover the nipples. Just, like, put two pasties...
Like,
yeah, just put two pasties instead.
Like hashtag Lil Kim Fridays.
Yeah.
Yes!
There you go.
That's not a terrible idea.
Casual wear, Lil Kim wear.
Like two, like, electrical tape X's over my nipples. Hey, yeah. We don't have any client meetings today.
Woo!
I actually think that's a great idea.
Yeah, you don't work in a place where you don't get a lot of clients in person. So, yeah.
Very rarely. And if we do, then it's
the fact
that
you wear pants at all is... There should just be a closet near the office where you do have client meetings. Like or the boardroom where you would have clients come in. There's just a closet with pants that,
like,
everybody puts on.
Like the extra gym clothes, like when you were in grade school?
Yeah, it's like...
Remember when you forgot your gym clothes and you had to wear them rancid fucking...
They have a pile?
Yeah. You pile of just, like, seersucker jackets. Quick!
You can't come in... In the 70s, you used to be able to not come into this restaurant without a tie and a jacket. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you can't go into that meeting without some pants and some pasties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, like, cover your pubic hair.
This is where we're at as a society.
Yeah. This, in our post-Miley Cyrus culture, I think the fact that you, like, can't usually see people's genital hair is... like, as good as you can kind of hope for. That's all we're going to get.
Yeah. Do you feel like you'd get asked for directions a little bit more or less if you were wearing pasties?
I've worn very little.
Yeah. And people will still
and
ask you for directions?
People will still sort of, like, talk to you. Or, like, they're sort of more interested in why you're not wearing any clothes.
Really? So they'll come up to you and be like, hey, why the no clothes?
Or they'll just sort of be like, hey... a warm day or something like that, and you're like, yeah,
it's mildly condescending
or like whatever, you know, like I don't think of it as condescending.
Yeah.
Like on Halloween, when we were at that place, you weren't there, were you? No.
Mm-mm.
Like a lot of people wanted to get their picture taken with me. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't because my costume was great. It was not. It was because I was basically naked,
right? Yeah, I feel like I feel like one of the things about living in the city is how often you get asked for directions, right? That I think that is a beacon of of living here is you do just start getting... I do remember my first day here, someone asked me where shit was.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I moved here. First day, I get asked for directions.
Yeah.
And it has not stopped. If I'm in and around Union Station or the Eaton Center or any of the major places where there are tourists, every day, at least twice a day.
But you kind of look like a cuddle pants.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of look like that kind of a guy.
I know that that helps, that I don't look like I'll stab you.
You do not.
Right. But I feel like even the guys who do kind of look like they're going to stab you get asked semi-regularly.
I don't know. Like, and I am the kind of person who... Like, I don't care if people ask me directions, but I would never ask for directions, ever.
No. No. I'd rather
get
lost. I
would just miss the appointment.
Yeah, of course.
Like, oh, I can't make it. I don't know where it is.
Yep.
I'm just going to go home and watch Scream Queens.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely. I did not think... So, I'll tell this story super quick, and it's so not my story to tell, but whatever. My boss got a haircut, and now people don't ask her for directions. Because... she thinks it's because it makes her look more like a lesbian, like a butchy lesbian perhaps. And so she thinks it's maybe because she looks like a lesbian, people aren't talking to her as much, but I think it's because people know that lesbians don't know where things are.
But
like they don't know where the aquarium is.
Well, why would they? I mean, not a rugby field.
Aquariums is not a lesbian activity.
I don't think so. I feel like ringette.
Ringette.
Lacrosse.
They would know where the ringette.
I know several lesbians that play rugby.
Sure. Rugby, yeah. Lacrosse, ringette. Sure.
But they not. Know where, like, family restaurants are.
Yeah, they don't know where the Red Lobster is.
No, I think they would.
They would know where the Red Lobster is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they would go, like, I think lesbians go to, like, Moxie's.
Mm-hmm. Why Moxie's?
I don't know. I just think they do. I think they go to, like, Montana's.
Wow. I know that all of these are owned by, like, one parent company. And that's why all the menus seem exactly the same. It's why I like Pickle Barrel, Moxie's.
Because they are. Because
there are exactly the same sort of suburban, we'll plant this restaurant near a Cineplex.
Yeah.
Off the highway.
The Pickle Barrel is the only one that I kind of, like, because it still kind of has, like, a Jewish... ...ness to it.
Uh-huh.
You know...
I don't see that.
You can still get a matzo ball soup at a Pickle Barrel.
You can.
There's a lot of... There's an emphasis on brisket.
There's an emphasis on the fact that they sell 10,000 things.
Yes.
That menu
is... It's an extensive menu.
...is Moby Dick.
It's like the fountainhead of...
You can't get through
...moderately priced.
It is. It's very long, and it's a little offensive. So, yeah. I get it.
Do you think it... Like, do you find it offensive... In, like, its excessiveness?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like any restaurant that sells more than 10 things.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. I like a restaurant to be small and focused.
Yeah.
And I want the focus to change every 6 months, because I'm not going back.
Right.
Yeah. I like a restaurant that sells, like 6 items, and, like, every 3 months, those 6 items totally change.
Yeah, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Because that tells me that the chef is alive and gets bored. And that's good. I like a bored chef.
Yeah. I feel like you like chef, exclamation point. Like, remember that old BBC show with the black guy who was the chef? And he was, like, super dramatic?
No, but I want to watch that
Oh,
now.
It's fantastic.
Chef!
Yeah, chef, exclamation point.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's, like, Thatcher Britain, you know...
And it's a chef show, so it's like a chef show from the 80s.
Yes.
And he would be, is it like an instructional show?
No, it's like a sitcom.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, chef! And
All right. I will look that up on YouTube.
Yeah. Hundo P, bro.
All right.
Yeah, no, I don't, well, I as you know, I don't really like restaurants anyway, mm-hmm. unless...
But you like getting fed.
A&W.
Yeah, to me, I like, and like, you know, they don't change their stuff up that often.
So that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
But what are they going to change it to? Like, it's a hamburger restaurant. It's a hamburger joint.
It's a hamburger restaurant.
It's a wonderful restaurant.
Oh, they should not use the word...
Shall we meet at the hamburger restaurant this Friday Eve?
You think the lesbians will know where that is? If you ask them?
I don't know. I don't know if lesbians like A&W.
You go to Union Station, you see a lesbian, and you're like, where's the A&W? would they
where's
be
the
able
closest
to, where's the closest A&W?
I think we should do, like, a social experiment.
I'm not doing that.
Okay.
It sounds like a lot of work.
Super doesn't, though.
First of all, you need to find lesbians, and
Dude, this is Toronto. Everyone's gay. You're, like, the only person that's not gay.
I can't be the only person.
I don't, like, there's, like, a few others, maybe, in East York.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. All right. So what would the social
in, like,
be?
The unfabulous parts of the city. Mimico. Mimico has, like, a few straight couples.
Sure. No one talks to them.
They're outcasts. They're, like, on the Mississauga border.
They go to the mall and people, like, throw wrappers at them.
Yeah.
Get out!
We don't want your kind in here. No, I actually was thinking about this the other day. I don't actually have a ton of gay friends, like, at all. Considering how gay the city is, I don't actually know that many.
I don't really have any straight friends.
I know, you have the opposite there.
Yeah, because I'm well aware of what you just said, is that there are no straight people in the city. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, very few.
Yeah.
But I seem to, like, be friends with all of them.
Sure. Well, someone's got to keep them corralled. This has become your job.
Yeah.
You keep tabs on
I am an oracle.
Yeah.
I am the straight soothsayer.
You know the straight future somehow?
I'm like a gay Ouija.
Oh my god.
But it's not that hard, you know? Like, dear gay Ouija, will my husband cheat on me? He already is. Come on.
Started 10 seconds after you guys got together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, just expect this.
Yep.
Like,
I can't believe I still see that.
If he has all his teeth and both his eyes, then yeah, he's probably fucking some chick.
One teeth, three eyes. That's the... Not one tooth, one teeth. That's how I'm going with this.
I feel like we need to, like, as a culture, we need to be okay with, like, people cheating on each other again, though. Because if you look back in, like, pre-code, everyone's cheating on everybody. The 70s, which is, like, you know, the, I would say, nadir of, like, quote-unquote American values, in this context, everyone is sleeping with everybody, and it's kind of a joke. Like, it's kind of funny when people cheat on their...
This is Joan Collins talking. That's what that is. This is 100%.
That I, like, think that it's fine when people cheat on their husbands and wives?
No, that you think that the 70s is, like, the nature of American culture.
Well, I think Suzanne Somers was really the bottom... Like, when Suzanne Somers was a huge star, that was not good. Like...
No.
You know.
No.
So, and for that reason, I think... Oh,
cat on the recording device, Jesus. We are professionals.
Profesh. Super profesh. No, I don't think it's good that people cheat on their spouses or whatever, but it happens, so we might as well just be like, ah. I don't encourage it, but when it happens, I'm like, all right.
I guess I'm still really surprised whenever I see that question in the advice columns. Now the cat's in the bag.
When do you ever read advice columns?
I sometimes read it. They come up sometimes.
Like Savage Love or something?
I haven't been able to read a Savage Love in many years. Because the questions just became the same question over... He's got 6 months of questions, and they just repeat, right?
I know.
And that's what kills me, is, like, it's not the same people, it's different people asking the exact same questions.
Yeah.
He should really just publish the one book of questions, and then he'd be done with it. But I guess then he would be out of the job, so.
Plus, like, I feel like he did that.
Yeah!
So.
Probably. So, but yeah, and one of those questions is always, like, I think my husband is cheating on me, what should I do? And it's like, bitch, why are you surprised by this at all? You haven't been reading this column for the last 5 years. This is what happens.
That's just it. Like, I think that it's kind of... It, like, this is a moment where nobody cares about anything, but we super care about that. And it's like, really?
Yeah.
Do you, though?
Yeah. I don't know, but I don't see it on TV yet. It's still not a fashionable thing to talk about on television.
No, it's not at all. And if it is, it's stuff like The Affair. Like, it's really serious. It's taken really seriously.
Oh, my God, that show
is dreadful. I can't even. Yeah, no.
How
could something that well-written be so dull?
Because the actors are bad, and the people who are making the TV show are bad. That's what happens.
It's just bad.
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 I agree with you. The writing is actually pretty decent.
It's so endlessly dull. It's fascinating in a way. It's fascinatingly uninteresting.
Yeah.
If that ever makes any sense. But that's what I mean. Like, that kind of show is not going to appeal to me because I don't care. I think it's really kind of funny.
It's also a show about people who are staggeringly bad at affairs.
Right, yeah, like, but that should be really funny.
I'm just saying...
Hey, Hollywood, here's the pitch.
I'm just saying, most shows that are named after an activity are usually about people who are pretty good at that activity. You know? Like House is a show about doctors that are pretty good at being doctors. The Affair... Well, you know, he had his methods. I don't know, whatever. But the most people...
I've never seen one episode of that show.
That's fine.
Yeah.
MASH, show about war doctors. Generally fairly good at the gig.
They were, yeah.
Right?
They were, they had things under control.
Fawlty Towers, show about towers that were not terribly well put together. I'm assuming. I never saw it.
What?
I'm kidding. I've seen every episode.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Just checking. Now you don't know what to think.
Well, I'm going to judge you really harshly if you've never seen an episode of Fawlty Towers. Like, that's really not good.
I've seen Fawlty Towers. Yeah. But The Affair, these people are shit at affairs.
Right, and if you're going to be shit at an affair, I think that's funny and I want to laugh at you.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, fall asleep and change the channel and go back to watching Scream Queens for the 8th time.
Right.
I think that's why I've watched Scream Queens, like, actually 5 times this winter.
Because they're actually
there's nothing else on.
Is it because they're actually fairly good at screaming?
And they're really good at screaming.
Right. And this is what
I'm
saying. And
they're really good at being sorority girls.
Celebrity chef. These are chefs who are well known.
Yes.
Right.
They're good at being well known.
Right.
Like, really good at being famous?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
The Kardashians, yes.
You get an idea of what's going on in that quadrant.
Wow, yeah, there was a lot going on with Kardashians. A
lot going on. I want to know.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know what to tell you about The Affair thing. We're going to get in trouble for even bringing it up.
That's what I mean. Like, everybody is so, you know, like, oh, yeah, well, you know. I mean, poor Mary. Jeff, just, you know, they've been together for so long. It's like, yeah, that's why.
No, I don't think that's why. I think people who have affairs start having affairs on day one.
Really?
I don't think
as soon as the marriage license is signed.
Maybe during. Like, the...
during the ceremony...
I think they're
hey, honey, I gotta piss.
I think there are...
I'll be back in a sec.
I think that there are people who... And sometimes there are people who do cheat, but maybe give it a shot at being monogamous. And so they go a few months, and they're really unhappy. But I think for the most part, people just don't.
And just to be clear, like, I'm not talking about every person. I'm
no,
just talking about the people
are,
that are cheating on their
yes,
because
there are some people who are just fairly monogamous people.
Yeah. It's exhausting. Can you imagine having an affair? I can. I would be really bad at it.
Seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems like a lot of work. But maybe people who are good at it are just like, no, it's like feeding a Tamagotchi. It's fine.
That is such a strange analogy.
You know, it's like, that's a fairly 1997 analogy.
Fairly.
It's like playing a Candy Crush level every day. You get used to it. I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, I think, like, it takes, you know, people like to
feel like they're busy. You know, people like to feel like they're active. Or
I think that, that has a lot to do with it.
Takes up so much of your time and your mental energy.
And money.
And money.
And just your space-time awareness, I would think.
Yeah.
Where you just have to be in two places at once sometimes. And some people find that exciting.
Like Mrs. Doubtfire. Like the restaurant scene in Mrs. Doubtfire.
You throw me under the bus for making a Tamagotchi reference. Make a Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay, first of all, I wouldn't say that I threw you under the bus. I just kind of commented on the fact that it was a strange place to go.
You destroyed me.
Remember Gak?
No.
It was such a strange... It had such a strange smell. What? It was so starchy.
What was it?
It was this kind of, like, jelly substance that you could... Like, kids used to like it because it was, like, slimy.
Oh, like ooze.
Yeah. All that. Like, Flubber. Remember that? Remember Flubber?
I don't. The film Flubber.
I do not remember the film Flubber.
Flubber was a film and not a real thing.
No, Flubber was a product.
No, Flubber was a product in a film.
No, bitch!
It was a Jerry Lewis movie that Robin Williams.
Oh, no. Robin Williams.
Remade.
Yeah. Okay,
I don't think it was a real thing, though.
No, but during... Well, probably during the, you know, the selling of this picture...
They came out with a substance.
They came out with an actual substance called Flubber, and I had it.
Did it do even half the things that it did in the movie?
No, it just kind of sat in the container until you opened the container and kind of... It kind of, like, came out like dog food.
Sure.
Like, you know, and then you kind of, like, wobble it around.
Okay.
But, you know, it would... Like, all of these products were really terrible.
Oh, my God. Being a child is awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. It was not enjoyable.
Mm-mm.
It was confusing.
Couldn't even have affairs.
You couldn't even have affairs. The children would be really bad at having affairs.
Can you
imagine?
Anytime I hear it on the news where someone gets, like, caught having an affair, I'm just like, buddy, because it's always a dude getting caught, right? Buddy, but, like, you could have done A, B, or C to prevent this. You, like, really suck at this, or you wanted to get caught.
No, I think it's mostly that people suck at it.
Yeah.
I think it's harder than you're making it seem.
How does Anthony Weiner keep getting caught at this? He clearly loves having affairs. This is his favorite thing in the world to do. And he stinks at it.
Yeah.
Right?
And those dick pics are not cute. Like, okay. I think that, here's one thing that, like, all young men, like, every young guy needs to have, like, a seminar on, like, taking a dick pic. We know you're gonna take them. Uh-huh. We all know. Uh-huh. Okay, it's fine.
Right.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's a part of what we do.
It's what we do here.
It's all right.
Yeah. As a society.
But I feel that every young man should have to go through a seminar on how to take proper dick pics, uh-huh. like, lighting, everything. And all of these seminars should be taught by gay Latinos. Because no one takes a better dick pic than a gay Latino.
I think this is a fantastic use of the Sears Photo Center.
Oh my god, if that was still a thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, it's still a thing.
We could get Jorge and...
Yeah. Some places somewhere still will take a photo of you and overcharge you for the prints.
What do you mean?
That place still exists somewhere.
No.
Like, no, are they all gone?
Sears is gone.
I know Sears is gone, but like, the Bay doesn't have one of these somewhere out in the
suburbs? No!
Walmart doesn't do this? I thought Walmart just did all these things.
Oh, Walmart might still do it.
That people did.
But I think Walmart now, like, you just, like, you either bring it, like, on a USB or you email it to them and they print it out.
Oh, they don't
like
take the photo for you.
I don't think so.
They don't have the nice background of space or a mountain.
Like, the green velvet background.
Yeah.
No, I
don't.
And
you don't, like, sit with one knee over here really awkwardly with, like, and, like...
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
No.
But if that space existed, then that would be perfect.
For dick pics. Yeah. Because you get the right lighting, right? That's important. I would think lighting is important.
The lighting is very important.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Angle, you know?
Angle is very important. The lighting is really important because you don't want the dick to look angry. It's not... it's not a pleasant image to get, like, on a small screen.
Makeup? They could just, like, powder you before the shot?
Uh-huh. Well, right? And that's where filters come in.
Sure. Yeah, put these people
17 Instagram filters
on. Put these people to work. This could create jobs.
Just go to any Starbucks.
They definitely don't offer the service at Starbucks.
No, but I'm just saying, like, go to any Starbucks in, like, a large urban center that has a large Latino population, and I guarantee you that there's going to be some gay Latinos working at that Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
Take those lovely gentlemen.
Yes.
And just get them out there. This is a public service.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Yeah. To, like, every young dude.
Right.
That's going to be sending girls dick pics.
Yeah. And sending guys dick pics, too, I'm assuming this also happens, right?
Are you kidding? How do you think I know about the gay Latinos and the dick pics?
This is what I'm saying. You're not hearing about this.
No, this has happened.
Yeah.
This has 100% happened to me.
I only get dick pics on Tumblr.
But, dude, sent to you?
Yep.
You've gotten dick pics sent to you on Tumblr?
100%.
How did the conversation go? Like, hi?
Nope. Boom.
Oh,
dick
just
pic.
Dick pic. Okay. Uh-huh. Alright.
Yep. Sent from username something something nonsense. Yep. I don't know if people have usernames that look like passwords.
I know.
Yeah. It makes me think a robot is sending me the dick pic. It's so impersonal.
Robot dick pics.
It makes me think a robot is doing that, because the username, no human would pick that username. No human's picking AX2 question mark.
I know, and it's not necessary.
No.
There's still a lot of good usernames out there.
Just be creative.
Yeah.
Like a human.
Outside the box.
And not a robot, because a robot's not going to be creative. A robot's going to pick a hash like that.
What about just dick pic? Like, do you think that's actually probably taken?
Dickpic.tumblr.com, dude, that's way, way taken.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's my phone? I'll go there now. I was kidding.
However, dick pics free if you sign up for amazonprime.tumblr.com. You might get that one. That one might be available.
Ooh.
Right?
There you go.
I think what people have to do, they have to give up this idea that a username has to be short. You can have a long-ass username like that. That's
fine.
Yeah. And that's way more memorable than, like, you know, Dave64 at...
No.
Yeah.
Even if your name is Dave,
don't
use
do that.
Dave.
Don't use Dave. No.
Dave is horrible. Dave is the worst name.
Wow, we've come a long way from lesbians giving bad directions.
Yeah, we ended up with Dave.
Yeah.
You never want to end on Dave.
No, I'm not proud of this.
Yeah, we can't end on Dave.
No, what else you got?
Are we going to end on Dave?
We're not going to end on Dave.
Okay.